You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. After years of scandal surrounding the McGill University Health Center in Montreal, fundraising has taken a hit. That's the latest for the largest public hospital network in Montreal, which has been struggling with bad publicity since shortly after it opened a major new facility in 2015. Aaron Derfel has reported on the hospital and its woes for the Montreal Gazette, and he joins me now. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
So this was a significant expansion when McGill University Health Center, or MUHC, built their new hospital in 2015. Can you tell us what was the intention behind that project?
Yes, there were high hopes. When the McGill University Health Center, all the various hospitals merged, they were hoping to open this new facility that would kind of be like the Mayo Clinic of the North, to attract the best and brightest physicians from around the world, including from the United States. It would be a gleaming, ultra-modern facility, the most modern in the country. Those were the hopes. They were also optimistic that it would serve as a magnet to attract research dollars and boost fundraising. Unfortunately, almost the opposite has happened. Some of the medical equipment has been mothballed. Some of the operating rooms are sitting idle. Some of the patient rooms haven't opened because of funding cuts. And then there was just a series of scandals. And of late, this has hurt fundraising.
Right. So according to your reporting, the issues at MUHC began with corruption charges against the former executive director, Arthur Porter, around the construction contract for the facility. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yes. So there were two consortiums that bid on the project, and the consortium that won the project, shortly after it won the project, there were criminal charges that were laid against Arthur Porter, and the allegations were that they rigged the bids. They essentially awarded the contract to this engineering firm, SNC-Lavalin, the lead partner in the consortium, in exchange for $22.5 million in bribes. So when word got out about this, naturally, the institution was engulfed in scandal. It was the first in a series of problems. When the super hospital, so-called super hospital, opened, there were all kinds of glitches, including sewage bubbling up out of the floor drains of the brand-new birthing center. Naturally, you know, when this got out in the press, people read about it, including corporate donors and individual donors. It was an open secret that this would have hurt donations, but there was no proof until I was able to dig into the federal tax filings. And sure enough, I did the calculations, and you saw a dramatic drop, nearly 30% drop-off in donations.
What's been the effect on the hospital, its day-to-day operations, and its plans for the future?
It's a tough situation because the hospital is funded by the government, not the state government, but by the provincial government, and the relations are an all-time low. Following all these scandals, there's been a lack of trust, in fact, an increase of suspicion. And so the institution feels beleaguered, and there have been funding cuts. So although the quality of the care is excellent, access is a problem. Access, especially to elective surgeries, they've been put off more than 1,000 a year. So the institution's future is very uncertain. There's a big cloud hovering over it. And essentially, this whole story serves as an object lesson to any large nonprofit institution that, you know, it must be accountable, it must rally its citizens around the institution, it must be transparent, and if it doesn't get its act together, you know, everything can snowball, and the situation can go from bad to worse.
Aaron Derfel is a reporter for the Montreal Gazette. We've been speaking about the issues at Montreal's McGill University Health Center. Aaron, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Oh, it was a pleasure, definitely.